You are now in front of Wilfredo and Estelle. And this is where the whole adventure started. In 1991, a member of the Western Front Association and Ellen MacPhail from the Wilfred Owen Association asked the mayor of the time if they could put up a commemorative plate in honor of a soldier poet who had been killed on November 4, 1918. The Lord Mayor and the local councillor agreed, and a small monument was built. I was the deputy mayor then. On October 3, 1991, the monument was inaugurated with an important delegation of British people who had come for the occasion. I started wondering about this poet who was unknown in France, but was studied in British schools. I thought it was unfair. I should say absurd, that he was not known in France or by initiated readers only. At the time, the First World War was not much talk of, and in the village there were two British cemeteries. We, the inhabitants of Ors, didn't much care about, even though the soldiers had come to fight for our freedom. I thought that maybe this was an opportunity to pay tribute to them. Later on, I realized that Owen's work was a tribute to all combatants, wherever they came from, and a plea against the absurdity of war. So I started talking about this English poet who had been discovered in Ors. I looked for translations of his poems. Once again, I was told by members of the English Association that Roger Asselineau had translated works by a few English poets of the Great War, and among them, a few poems by Wilfred Owen. What a coincidence! Roger Asselineau was my godfather, and he had shared a cell with my father at the French jail for acts of resistance in 1944. He didn't know that Wilfred Owen lay in the Horse Cemetery, and I didn't know that he had translated some poems by Owen. One day, the association told us that Wilfred had written his last letter home to his mother in the cellar of a forest house located near the village. At the time, it belonged to the army. Once it had been spotted, more and more visitors came to visit it. You now know the story of the house, so I won't tell it again. In 2001, the association managed to have Owen's poems on war correspondence printed on a small scale and in a traditional way by Roland Buissou, who taught at the Toulouse Mirail University, which enabled me to get to know Owen better and to make him known. At the same time, Xavier Hanot was having Échaque long crépuscule published by Castor Astral. In 2003, the adventure was given a new impetus by the Tourist Committee and the Departmental Council of North of France. We have been commemorating November 4th since that time, and events are organized by the University of Lille 3 at the Marguerite Yourcenar Villa with the collaboration of Matisse Museum. In 2006, the Association Wilfred Owen France was created in order to bring Owen to the attention of the public. The Maison Forestière, and now the creation of this tour, prove that it is possible to give life and a meaning to a part of the history of our village. This painful past is now shared so that a peaceful future can be built. If you want to visit the village of Ors, walk on along the canal and take the footbridge, which will lead you to a playground and then to the village square.